This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com. So you can get a hold of us. KevinJackson.us. I want to make it easy for you. Hey, if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about signs, premonitions, portents, omens, whatever you want to call it. Signs. They're all around you. You're breaking the tape everywhere you go. Do you know what I mean by that? It's a track metaphor. You are running to the finish line, breaking the tape. You are winning every race. Are you noticing it? It's all around you. You're watching the media implode. You're watching Democrats implode. You're watching Republicans have to get in line. You're watching Donald Trump win. Domestically, foreign policy, it doesn't matter. You're winning everywhere you look. The Democrats are under fire. People under investigation. Investigations that are going to circle back in on them. And you have them out there running around talking about the strategy. Can anybody define for me the Democrat strategy other than we're going to try to get Donald Trump? Woohoo! We're going to get us some Donald Trump. Well, good for y'all. If that's your strategy, good luck. Stevie Wonder spoke out against Black Lives Matter. Stevie Wonder is a hardcore leftist speaking out against BLM. I asked the question the other day, where's Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton? Where are they up to? They're under an investigation. They found out that these people have stacked the deck at the Clinton Foundation to where they control $109 million. By the way, numbers are dropping for the Clintons. Oh, they raised a bunch of money in 2015, but wait till you get the 2016 financials. Wait till you get the 2017 financials for the Clinton Foundation. Tell me how they're living. They want to appear relevant. They want Barack Obama to appear relevant. He's put a shout out to the Democrats going, hey, if you need me, call me and we'll strategize together. Strategize about what? You want another sign? Impeachment party got crashed by Trump supporters. Trump supporters used the tactics of the left and they stormed a San Diego Democrat gathering. Folks, I'm talking San Diego, Californicate. The USA chants overpowered the impeach Trump speakers. Now, there were somewhere between 700 to 1,000 people at this protest rally in San Diego. Not a whole lot, considering it's the People's Republic of California. Approximately 100 counter-protesters, 100 people, got together in San Diego, folks, God's country, and protested the impeached Trumpers. Why you want to impeach Trump? Quite frankly, my attitude is let them waste their time. But you know what? They got 100 people together. They could be doing a lot. Have you been to San Diego? Great seafood, great beaches. I mean, I played golf there at La Jolla. I've been deep sea fishing off the coast there. It's amazing. They had better things to do, but they took it out of their time to go protest. That is out of the page of Alinsky, folks. That's what I call a sign. A group called the Proud Boys. Founded in 2016 by Gavin McInnes, who's a commentator. And they have a motto that says, I refuse to apologize for creating the modern world. This is a bunch of, quite frankly, a bunch of little white dudes getting together going, hey, we're not apologizing. Apologize for what? That black folks don't live in squalor in Africa? Yet they live in a civilized America? Built on the backs of their ancestors? What should we apologize for? He didn't have anything to do with it, with slavery and all that. And for the record, and I'm going to talk about this more, who cares about that? Nobody experienced it. I didn't. I'm happy to know about slavery. I'm happy to learn about, you know, the ocean currents. That's insignificant to me. Are you forgetting your past? No, I'm not forgetting my past. I get it. I feel good about slavery. There, I said it. It doesn't make me feel embarrassed. Oh, my ancestors were enslaved. Most people's ancestors were enslaved. What do you want me to do? America was built on slave labor, and we built one hell of a country. And if what it took was for my ancestors, my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents to do whatever they did so I could have the life that I have, I would tell you, I would bet you they believe it was the right sacrifice. Inasmuch as you're willing to do the same for your children. If I said to you, if you will spend the rest of your life in slavery, you will have your kids will be, and grandkids and great-grandkids will be kings and queens. I don't know many people who wouldn't go, you know what? Small price to pay. So, now I know there's many of you out there going, I don't care, I ain't giving up my freedom. I'm just making a point. That if you could predict, if you could say, this is a guaranteed future for my kids, if I do this, they will be happy and good, I'd trade mine. I wouldn't an instant. I'd go, done. I've lived a pretty good life. I could handle it in the hoosegow, play some dominoes, some bid whist with the boys, you know, taunting a guard every now and then. There are worse things that could happen to me because, you know what, I'd be willing to give my life for them for less. But anyway, the Proud Boys got this. They said, let's get a bunch of people together and let's go crash this impeach Trump event. Let's go show them that there are people who support Donald Trump. And then the land of fruits, nuts, and fairies, the People's Republic of California, Kate, these guys got together and they protested a group of people that probably weren't expecting it. Yeah. They recognized the dangers caused by the influx of refugees, the influx of illegals into this country, the tax base, our trade imbalance, our currency devaluation, all the things that Donald Trump talked about, and they said, you know what, we're going to do something about it. Massive amounts of terror attacks. You aren't hearing about it because they're not attacking civilized countries. Wait till Germany or Belgium or France or the U.S. or Spain or Australia has another terror attack, and it'll be back in the news again. But they're going on every single day, folks. Don't be fooled for one second. Women are raped and murdered in the name of Allah, yet the left is unpredictably silent. But these Proud Boys were anything but silent when they went out there and they did their job. That's what you're supposed to do. You need to do your job daily, having conversations with leftists armed with information from this program. Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
This is a Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, author of Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion-Dollar Business of Liberalism. RacePimping.com. It's where you can get my book. Folks, I'm talking about the signs. You know, there's all. If you read Revelation, the book of Revelation, they talk about the signs and, you know, the man who rode the pale horse, etc., and on him was death. There are signs all around you that showcase that you're winning. You have thwarted leftism. Can you stop? No. But you've thwarted leftism. You've got people now fighting for their rights. You have people suing the left for things that they formerly wouldn't sue them for. Look, you still got some bad stuff out there. Don't misunderstand me. We got verdicts, money being given to thugs. $1.5 million to Michael Brown. $3 million to Philando Castile. $7 million almost to Freddie Gray. What's the price? What's the price for this? The price of race pimping. How many people were killed legitimately wrongly by police that aren't going to get a fraction of those settlements because there's nothing to tout? But the signs are out there, folks. If you notice, each of those verdicts, the verdicts were smaller and smaller, except for Michael Brown. So we went from Philando Castile, who almost got $7 million. I'm sorry, Freddie Gray, and then Philando Castile, $3 million, Michael Brown, $1.5 million. Pretty soon, black crime ain't going to pay anymore. Yeah. You want another sign? Lisa Durden. Terrible racist leftist. I've debated her 3 or 4 times on Fox News. She goes a nanny nanny poo poo to white people, gets fired from her job at Essex County College by black folks. Black folks fired her, not white folks. Same black people said, you know what, we don't need this in our college. You're finally getting people addressing the snowflakes and saying to them, Van Jones telling them, look, you're going to cross the street from snowflake land and safe spaces into the jungle and nobody's going to pave it for you. That is a sign. You got signs all around you. You have to be able to see them. Donald Trump is supposedly hated. I've told you. I was in France. I asked people point blank, what do you think about Donald Trump? They said, we like him. They didn't like Macron, who we're told they love in France. The Iranian Revolution, a resistance rather, who I was with in Paris, said, thank God for Donald Trump. They know they couldn't have done anything without Trump. And we now connected the dots that Hillary Clinton was getting money from the mullahs, the Iranian government. These are all signs, folks. So Proud Boy Magazine, these are the guys that did the protest against the impeachment people that want to impeach Donald Trump. For what? They said, this is what one of the guys wrote. We experienced the usual media manipulation. Thus, the local news was on hand to collect video bites to cut piece and edit. Well-reasoned statements from myself and other Proud Boys were cut in favor of images of hostile agitation. Sadly, it came from both sides of the spectrum. Got a brief shout out about the PVs where we started that on our platform was an anti-racial guilt and the rest too extreme to even mention. Classic sensationalism. See, these are guys that say, you're not going to embarrass me or guilt me because my parents happen to be white and I was born white. What do you want me to do? Being born white doesn't mean you've oppressed anybody. Hey, I dare you. Ask the young girl who was shown being gang raped by black guys in Chicago if she blames the white man. See, you got to have real talk here. People don't want to address these issues because it's too sensitive. They get a little afraid to talk about it. I'm not afraid to talk about any of this. I will talk about this to the new Black Panthers if they want to have the discussion and pay my honorarium. He writes, another news report spent ample time interviewing impeachers, making proclamations of the same absurd claims, Russian interference, hateful rhetoric causing violence, and so on. Never mind that the Russian narrative has been blown to bits by the latest revelations by Project Veritas. These facts are ignored by the feelings of the left. They don't like Trump, so there must be something there, apparently. Even Van Jones' statement that the Russian narrative is a big, fat, nothing burger isn't enough to prevent these boomers from writing up signs about how Trump is controlled by Russia. Sad. The only people controlled are the very people that Trump is trying to extricate from Washington, D.C. And I don't mean free them. I mean free them from the body politic and then step on them like you would a tick that's gotten way too fat. Now, I said this. If Antifa had protested against Donald Trump, regardless of the numbers, it could have been 5 people out there. They would have made it a huge deal. They would have made it appear as though it was overwhelming support for it. And the media would have reported on the story of Donald Trump being protested. But because it was a protest against the impeachment of Donald Trump, mainstream media won't even touch it. But see, America's witnessing this very significant change, folks. You feel it. You see it. I hope you do. If you're listening to this program, you're getting a dose of it. The right has finally implemented the radical rules of the left. And here's what's interesting about these radical rules. This is what's so vexing for the left. The rules no longer work on us. These are the people that faked, you know, the I mean, they pulled everything out that they could in order to disrupt Donald Trump. They did it in Chicago. They did it at other places. They did it to Bernie Sanders. They did it to their own folks. And anything to win. It didn't have to be true. We learned it was all lies. But you know what? You didn't fall for it. Millions of people went, I'm not going to believe you that you when you tell me Donald Trump is the reason that this violence is being incited. The media right now wants you to believe that Donald Trump wants them to be beaten up, that he wants them to be imprisoned or whatever. All Donald Trump wants from the media, if I may speak for him, is for the media to tell the truth. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what you want of the people around you, whether it's the guy late picking you up for a date or one of the kids who broke something at the house? All you want is the truth. You can deal with the problem. Look, Kev, I'm going to be late getting you from the airport. Do you need the Uber? I'm happy to pay for it, whatever. No, hey, dude, thanks for telling me, because you know what I don't want to do? I don't want to sit around an hour or 2 hours waiting on you thinking you're going to be there on time. Kev, this is what's going on, blah, blah, blah. I can't help you move this weekend because my girl is pregnant and going to be delivering a baby. We're doing a C-section. Got it. Don't leave a brother hanging. See, leftists haven't fought folks for decades. They haven't had to. They've watched Republicans roll over like lap dogs, but those days are over because of you. And when we use these tactics against them, they seriously don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle the media. This is uncharted territory. The Republicans, the conservatives are actually fighting back. What do we do? See, they haven't trained. They haven't hit the speed bag. They haven't hit the focus bag. They haven't hit the heavy bag. They haven't sparred. They've just had somebody walking in with bats beating the crap out of everybody that was unwilling to fight back. And you're now fighting back. And to that I say, good for you. But don't quit. There's more to come.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is a Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. I was going to kind of gloss over this whole CNN thing with Donald Trump and the beatdown, but I've decided, you know what, we got to cover it a little bit more, because it really is one of the signs. See, I predicted that the CNN reaction to that beatdown video, or overreaction, was going to backfire for him, and it did. And I also predicted that people were going to create meme after meme after meme, and holy cow, I get up and my Twitter feed the other day has kickboxing deals where somebody tries to check a kick. We call it checking it, where you raise your foot up to block a kick, and a guy breaks his leg, and they've got Trump is the winner, and the other guy who gets his leg broke is CNN. They've got guys running across the finish line and falling, one guy falling down, and Trump breaking the finish line and CNN falling on his head. There must be no exaggeration. 50 new memes that I've seen of CNN losing to Donald Trump. Sports related mostly. And these are GIFs, or I guess they call them GIFs. I don't know, but yeah, shows my age. But, you know, these are little vignettes, video vignettes of Trump being victorious, or it's a flat out meme of CNN sinking in the swamp or stuff like that. They are being decimated. And the more they do to try to, you know, pretend, oh, it's us, we're the victims, the worse they look. Jeff Zucker, the CEO or president of CNN, runs over to the New York Times and says, Donald Trump is being so mean to us. And he's, really? I talked yesterday and said, simple fix, guys. All you got to do is report the truth. Donald Trump then goes on the world stage in Poland, and he says, CNN is fake news. They overreacted. You know, this is big boy territory. They've overreacted. Again, easiest fix. Report the truth. For those who keep telling me that these establishment, whatever, vehicles, if you will, are going to win over the people, I'm trying to explain to you they are dead wrong. The media, they're too big. We can't do anything about the media. You know, we've always said every election cycle. You know what we said? Well, we know what the media is going to be. And we do. But has anybody up to this point tried to change the way the media reports stuff? Name me one person. Name me one person Look, I'll give you Reagan. Reagan handled the media by belittling them, by just kind of laughing over them. But it wasn't anything close to what we have today. Donald Trump is single-handedly destroying the media. I say single-handedly, not totally true. Because we're verifying the news behind them. So what have we learned about CNN? They attack the private citizen who dare mock them. I think he's a 15-year-old kid. And I don't know, because I'm hearing he's older. The point is, he doesn't want to be outed. And it was funny in their letter, and you guys have probably seen this, but the CNN essentially says, yeah, we're not going to out him because he's apologized. What does he have to apologize for? I tell you what, CNN, I'll talk trash about you and come out me. Because I'm not going to apologize to you. Not in 1,000 lifetimes. Think about this, guys. CNN spent more time digging into the life of a kid who posted a GIF, or whatever it's called, than they spent investigating anything that Barack Obama did. They spent more time investigating this kid than they did Fast and Furious, than they did the VA, than they did the IRS scandal, or whatever. Because had they investigated any of those things, Barack Obama would have been in trouble. Benghazi? I mean, fake news, fake stats, fake everything. If they had dug into any, if they had just done their job with respect to Barack Obama, he would have been run out of political office. By the way, that still stands to this day. If they were to investigate Barack Obama, his crooked dealings with green energy, his crooked campaign finance, how he financed either of his campaigns, his comments he made to the Russians, to Medvedev, if they had done any of that, nobody would want to talk about this fool. But they hold him up, and now what's going on? They're being marginalized. I'm just telling you, this is not some small little thing that's going to blow over. CNN will be scrutinized with every single thing they report. By the way, so will the New York Times, so will the Washington Post, so will MSNBC. All these, whether you're print journalist or your TV, doesn't matter. The only thing that's immune is radio, because nobody listens to them. I've said this, and I know many other people feel the same way. If it weren't for the contracts that CNN has to air themselves in every airport practically around the world, they wouldn't even be viewed. How do you get that gig? Anyway, Kaczynski, in an article, explained that because the Reddit user gave a lengthy apology and seemed genuinely remorseful, he would not identify him, or they call it dox him. Kaczynski would not release his private identifying information. But he warned, CNN reserves the right to publish his identity should any of that change. They threatened a guy. Yeah. The article continues, addicted to asserting their diminishing control over public rhetoric, CNN single-handedly gave Trump a reason to moan about the network's agenda to his heart's content. As Kevin Williamson so eloquently noted in his constant need for media attention, Trump resembles a junkie running dry. So too, CNN, which is hooked on drama, has threatened to ruin a private citizen who criticizes or mocks the network. But beyond the network's feud with Trump, this approach is destined to backfire. I know I read that bad, but it was written poorly. But here's the point. First of all, Kevin Williamson, Trump doesn't have an incessant need for news. I know people think that, but don't be fooled by that. Trump he may very well be an egomaniac in certain aspects of his life, but it's not for a crave of attention. I'm just telling you, I know people who are egomaniacs that want the spotlight. They want the camera. Trump can get the camera anytime he wants. He knows that. What Trump wants more than anything, I'm going to tell you what drives the man. Pay attention. Pay attention. You're in class. What drives Donald Trump is the need to succeed. That's it. If there are cameras on it, great. If not, well, no. He wants the cameras on success. but he doesn't want the cameras on his day-to-day life. When Trump is going after people, he's doing that as a protection mechanism. And by the way, it isn't a defense mechanism. It isn't like I'm feeling small and little and I need to defend myself. He's saying, you ask for a fight, I'll give you a fight. And I can tell you this because I feel much the same myself. He's saying, no. I know you're used to fighting privately, because if you lose, you don't have to admit it. I'm going to fight you publicly, and we'll let the chips fall where they may. I've been embroiled in these battles before with people. They've, Kevin, blah, blah, blah. And they'll send me a back channel text or whatever. They'll send me a text, and then I go right on the email to the whole group of people that they jumped out of the email chain. And I say, yeah, I just got a text from this person that's fighting with me, and it said this. And I say to this person, blankety, blank, 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 bam, right? And then people go, they send me notes like, this happened to me probably 7 years ago. People were sending me notes, Kevin, you probably shouldn't do this. And they would, a back channel note, not say, oh, so so-and-so just sent me a note saying, Kevin, you shouldn't be fighting publicly, whatever. And I say to that person, shut the heck up. You don't know anything about me. But here's what you're going to learn. I don't fight in private. I fight publicly. See, what I'll do is I'll admit my wrong. If I've done something wrong to you, I will admit it publicly. But if you've done something wrong to me and you think you're going to backdoor, back channel it, you are flatly wrong. I will put you on blast. It's not going to be this bad. You're going to apologize to me publicly, or I'm going to embarrass you. Oh, it's childish. Yeah? Well, it's been 7 years since somebody's had a fight with me like that. I had two. In my entire political, when I made the transition, I had two of these. Both times, I made it public. And I made it public to everybody in the thread. And I put the word out, you want to fight? We will fight publicly. Because if there's something for me to apologize for, I'm happy to do it. But if you wrong me, it's going public. And what that tells people is, when Kevin's wronged, he goes public. If I've wronged somebody, I'm willing to do that publicly as well, because there should be no, you shouldn't be trying to hide it. Like, oh, I did something wrong. I will publicly admit I'm really sorry I did that. But you can be doggone sure we're going to have a fight publicly if you've wronged me. Look, when we come back, I want to finish this thing on CNN because it's certainly worth a discovery of what they did.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Since you started the whole wrestling video thing, what are your thoughts about what has happened since then? I mean, CNN went after you and has threatened to expose the identity of a person they said was responsible for it. I'd like your thoughts
on that. Yeah, I think what CNN did was unfortunate for them. As you know, now they have some pretty serious problems. They have been fake news for a long time. They've been covering a very very dishonest way. Do you have that also, by the way, Mr. President? With CNN and others, I mean, not others, NBC is equally as bad, despite the fact that I made them a fortune with The Apprentice, but they forgot that. But I will say that CNN has really taken it too seriously, and I think they've hurt themselves very badly.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You can also get a hold of us by phone at 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. So there was an article in the National Review where they're talking about the fallout of this whole CNN thing, and it is backfiring on CNN. Now, and I was talking earlier, and I hate making it personal, but I do feel like there are a lot of parallels between myself and Donald Trump, not in our bank accounts, but in terms of how you deal with issues. And I can tell you, I agree that there are times when you want this this level of decorum that supersedes the pettiness. But that's when the playing field is even. You can be a gentleman when you know that the Marcus of Queensbury rules are in play. But when somebody wants to get scrappy, then I'm taking off the boxing gloves and we are going to throw down. I'm kicking to the cup. You know what I'm saying? And I know that's how Trump feels. If you level out the playing field and the media were reporting things correctly, Trump would have no problem with that. He would act presidential. See, in business, if you were to watch Trump do his business, you would be like, wow, it's night and day. Yeah, because the playing field is somewhat level in the sense of how he's going to go into a meeting and how he will be very presidential. But this is what I love about the guy, honestly. I love that Donald Trump will get nanny nanny boo boo on you in a second. I think that's phenomenal. Because I'll tell you right now, when it comes to protecting my family, my kids, my friends, my way of life, I will get down, get funky, get dead, get loose. What was that song? Oh, yeah, I'm not even going to look at you guys. You don't even know. What you come around here for? What was it? Get up, get down, get funky, get loose. That's it. Get up, get down, get funky, get loose. The point is this. I will absolutely get in your grill. I ask people all the time, what do you think I'm willing to do if you hit one of my kids? What level do you think I will? You think I'm going to lecture you? You think I'm going to? Listen, it would be very nice if you would not put your hands on my children. Let me tell you something. There will be no talk. There will be nothing. I will be cracking your skull open. Sorry, I know that offends some sensibilities, but you mess with my kids, I will burn you to the ground. And I won't even lose a minute's sleep. But if everything's fair, if we're having a discussion and, kids are doing and you want to talk about it, I'm willing to talk about it. I'm a reasonable person. I know I may not seem like it, but when it comes to getting down and dirty, when you're attacking all the things that are near and dear to me, which is what we are under, folks, we are under attack. This media thing you're talking about is the left gasping for air. Donald Trump has his fingers around their throat and he's pushing their head under the water and they're gasping for air. They're looking at what he's doing to us after a year. Go back and look at any of the articles that these media fools have been reporting about, not just Donald Trump. I want you to stop thinking about Trump as the man. I want you to think of Trump as the metaphor for the conservative movement. They are attacking you. They don't want you fighting back. That's what this is about. And so we've watched media transform into, and by the way, it's college. It's what they're teaching these media pundits. It's what these kids are not coming out to be objective media journalists. They're not out of college. No way. They're coming out biased. They go searching for the negatives that have to do with common sense. They go searching for the negatives. Oh, so what? Donald Trump has reduced unemployment. So what? The economy's booming. So what? Jobs are being created. So what? Crime is on the way down. And even though he's dealing with the remnants of a piece of crap president like Barack Obama, so what about all that? We got the fake Russia story. We got the fake womanizing story. We got the fake this. Let's go create the reality that we want. And then they're mad at him when he fights back. And then what's funny, they go, well, he's not fighting by the rules. He's supposed to just say this. Well, you know what? Toss your rule book out the window because you got a fighter. You got a scrapper.
This article goes on. There's a generation of kids barely starting college, fluent in the language of the internet since birth. They can smell any desperation for social control. They're Generation Y, the post-millennial generation born after 1997. Polling and cultural observation shows they will vehemently fight against the mainstream media's gasping attempts to determine the contours of the political and social order. See, the ship is righting itself, folks. These kids that have watched this media onslaught are going, you know what? They're trying to tell us how to be. And what's happening is the individualization of America is returning. People are going, you're not going to craft my thoughts anymore. I get it. I understand manipulation. I understand the marketing, if you will, of your message. See, we concern ourselves with these narratives because we see them now. We are going, huh, they're telling me this about Trump, but they have no evidence. They're telling me about Russia. There's no evidence. And we're in a media time where people like WikiLeaks and things like that can verify that these guys are lying. They can no longer keep it behind the curtain. It's in millennials who grew up with the evils of communism in their daily lives, felt the echoes of lingering sexism and anti-LGBT discrimination. Gen Z did not. Now women are graduating college at higher rates than men and are expected to possess the same professional ambitions as men. Gay marriage is now recognized in all 50 states. According to the 2015 Pew Research, the overwhelming majority of millennial Republicans and Democrats are supportive of this fact. Once, rebels took bong rips in between protesting war and Jim Crow laws. Today, they crap post memes and fight against a different form of social control, political correctness, and a perceived establishment agenda. Let me tell you something. When you jump on people because they say, white boy, yeah, man, what's up, my buddy, you know, whatever. When you jump on people for understanding the world as they observe it, and then you change it, you reorder it for them, you're going to get revolt. By the way, I want to make a point about this marriage is in all 50 states. We're going to do something about that. I don't care about gay people being together. What I care about is marriage, and I'm telling you, that's going to be an issue until I die. I'm never going to be supportive of, quote, gay marriage. I'm supportive of gay people being together if that's your flavor. Go for it. But I'm not going to call it marriage. And I know, I know I'm off on a tangent a little bit, but I just want to be clear. Anyway, what this article is saying is that millennials are going, you're not going to get to us the way you used to before. The article finally says this: seemingly overnight, the culture wars have radically new goalposts and increasing feature 4chan memes rather than paid political ads as ammunition. So, in effect, what this guy is saying is the millennial, the post-millennial generation, Generation Z, I don't know what they're going to do after Generation Z, Generation ZA, ZA, but that generation is rebelling against the norm. And that generation is going to be the new generation of voters. They're the ones who are going to see Donald Trump, not as some media pariah, but as a champion of saying, stop, you know, reporting this fake news on me. Stop. Give us the facts, because you know what? We're going to find them anyway. That's what's dangerous for CNN. That's what's dangerous for the media as it stands. These people have been crooked for decades, and it's impacting this country in ways that nobody... Look, we have made all the adjustments we need to make as America. I've never seen a culture that's more loving and giving of all your peccadilloes. Unless it's hurting people, you know, like I will never condone pedophilia, for example. But if you just go, look, I want to be married to my mannequin, go do it. Or, you know, whatever, I wouldn't know if I'd call it marriage, unless, of course, it's heterosexual. That's a joke. I love this. I love what's happening here, folks. These are the signs that you got to look for. When we come back, I want to talk about voting records and states and how the left is still trying to upend the apple cart.
He
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.